Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And today is Sunday, December 8th. And important information for all Polish citizens. Passport renewal will take place this coming Tuesday and Wednesday, December 10th and 11th at the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You must register at www.e-consulat.gov.pl. I repeat, www.e-consulat.gov.pl. And as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, Let's Learn a Little Polish, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish-American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music. Classical, polkas and obereks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin with Piotr Rubik and Biały Śnieg I Ty, the snow and you.
Na szybach maluje mróz srebrzyste.
Dla biednych I dla bogatych mróz kwiaty prosto z nieba zniósł.
Za oknem wicher I chłód, strach myśleć, co by też było,
gdyby nam tę naszą miłość Bóg zmienił w lodowaty lód. Biały płot, cały zawiały, w puszystej bieli świat, w bieli ty, w bieli anieli.
Strasznie rozśmieszył dzieci,
bo zaraz gwiazdy zaświecił, mróz gwiazdy prosto z nieba zniósł.
Za oknem zimowy dzień, strach myśleć, co by też było,
gdyby na tę naszą miłość wpadł końca lodowaty dzień. Biały płot, cały sad biały, w puszystej bieli świat. Bieli ty, bieli anieli, śnieg z nieba na ziemię spadł. Biały płot, cały zawiały, w puszystej bieli świat. Bieli ty, bieli anieli, śnieg z nieba na ziemię spadł.
And in the news, Poland expects NATO to tackle Russia's information warfare against Georgia, Moldova, and Romania, Polish Foreign Minister Radosław Sikorski said last week. He emphasized the importance of such efforts ahead of Poland's presidential elections. There's almost a consensus that Ukraine should be supported for at least another year to convince the Russian president that any potential peace must be on just terms, Sikorski said. He added that the situation is not yet mature for Russia to agree to a fair peace. Sikorski outlined Poland's expectations for a NATO summit scheduled for June 2025 in The Hague. He also stressed the need to address hybrid threats, including acts of sabotage occurring within NATO countries and Russia's information warfare against countries such as Georgia, Moldova, and Romania. This is particularly important in the context of our presidential election. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte said Russia and China are attempting to destabilize alliance members through sabotage, cyber attacks, and using energy as a weapon. We will discuss how to defend more effectively against these attacks, including by strengthening intelligence cooperation, Rutte told reporters. He emphasized that NATO countries must protect their critical infrastructure and support Ukraine in this regard. We agreed that an absolute priority is to provide Ukraine with energy sources, especially since Russia wants to exploit the coming winter by intensifying attacks on Ukrainian energy infrastructure. And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com. A taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home. And on the lighter side, Polish Christmas decorations, celebrated for their intricate craftsmanship and high quality, have become a sought-after export, adorning trees worldwide. In 2023, Poland exported 68.2 million euros worth of Christmas decorations, placing third in Europe and fifth globally, according to Akcenta, a financial services company. As global demand for high-quality handmade products rises, Poland's reputation as a producer of well-made, intricate Christmas ornaments is poised for further growth. This shift benefits artisans and strengthens Poland's position in the global holiday decoration market. The ornaments, often hand-painted and meticulously crafted, have earned a reputation as luxury items, contrasting with mass-produced Chinese decorations, which dominate the global market. While China remains the top exporter, it faced a 42% drop in exports in 2023. In comparison, Poland weathered the downturn better, with only a 7% decline. Poland's domestic customers are increasingly opting for local, artisan-made decorations over imported decorations, particularly those from China. While imports of holiday ornaments in Poland totaled 46.7 million euro in 2023, exports exceeded them by 25.5 million euro. This marks a growing preference for made-in-Poland products, aligning with a global shift toward higher quality items. Poland's success in the holiday ornament market is part of a broader trend of consumers valuing quality over quantity. Polish ornaments are linked to other national specialties, such as French cheeses or Swiss watches, highlighting their unique appeal even in challenging economic times. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner, the Polish Word of the Day, and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Thank them for their support of Polonia Today by supporting them.
Beacon Bridge Wealth Partners exists to help you plan to live well. You may have questions like, how long will my money last? How will I manage changing my health care needs? What purposes can my wealth serve? Our mission is to provide you with holistic guidance that will help make confident decisions, avoid costly mistakes, and achieve meaningful impacts. Connect with us at beaconbridgewealth.com.
Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasa Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious Polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM. And today we note the following anniversary dates and historical figures in our Polish heritage calendar. December 3rd, 1857, born in Poland, Joseph Conrad Korzeniowski, Polish-born English novelist. He's regarded as one of the greatest English novelists, which is even more notable because he didn't learn to speak English well until he was in his 20s, albeit always with a strong Polish accent. Conrad lived an adventurous life, becoming involved in gun running and political conspiracy, which he later fictionalized in his novel Arrow of Gold. He apparently had a disastrous love affair, which plunged him into dark despair. After a failed suicide attempt, Conrad took his service on his first British ship bound for Constantinople. He was to serve a total of 16 years in the Merchant Navy, with passages to the Far East, where his ship caught fire, and he spent 12 years in a lifeboat. His experiences in the Congo and the atrocities he witnessed there not only served to form his most acclaimed and ambitious work, Heart of Darkness, but served to crystallize his vision of human nature. Conrad portrayed the conflict between non-Western cultures and modern civilization. In a list of the 100 best books of the century, 4 were written by Conrad: Lord Jim, and the novellas Youth, Heart of Darkness, and Typhoon. And we'll pause here for this selection, another winter song. It snowed all night. Całą noc padał śnieg.
Spoza rzek, spoza łąki i rozłąki. by dzwony skądś dzwoniły i mówiły: światu słysz, nic się nie bój, świecie miły. Niech cię głowa już nie boli, wszystkim żalom połóż kres. Dosyć trosk i dosyć łez, pokój ludziom dobrej woli. No.
And we're continuing in the Cultural Corner. December 5th, 1867. Born in Lithuania, Józef Piłsudski, Marshal of the Polish Republic. He lived most of his life in Wilno and was the second son of an old Polish family living in reduced circumstances. Piłsudski was strongly influenced by a fiercely patriotic mother. To understand the extraordinary turns of fortune which marked Piłsudski's career, it's necessary to ponder three outstanding features of his complex personality. First, he was a conspirator, not a statesman. He knew little of compromise, as his habits of mind were formed by the harsh realities of the Russian underground. Secondly, he was a fighter. His natural instinct when faced with an impasse was to shoot his way out. This was to be the hallmark of his diplomacy. Thirdly, he was a rogue elephant. He possessed all political vices in full measure. He was wayward, reckless, rude, vindictive, childish, taciturn, and unpredictable. But between 1918 and 1921, he played a vital part in Polish history, which no one can fairly deny. There is no other figure in recent Polish history to whom Józef Piłsudski can be compared. And we'll conclude the Cultural Corner of Polonia today with this selection, Alexander Glazunov's Mazurka Oberek.
Thank you.
let's learn a little Polish today. Our Polish word of the day is the adjective for dark, ciemny. Repeat after me, ciemny. And here's an example sentence. On widzi świat w ciemnych barwach. Chyba jest pesymistą. He sees the world in dark colors. I guess he's a pessimist. So remember to practice. Ciemny.
Sing along with me, and you will see.
Czy chcesz śpiewać w żeńskim chórze? Chór imienia Marceli Kochańskiej-Sembrych zaprasza. Próby odbywają się w każdy poniedziałek o godzinie 7.30 wieczorem. Miejscem spotkań jest Dom Polski przy 9150 Academy Road. Jeśli masz trochę czasu i lubisz śpiewać, spróbuj razem z nami. Możesz przyjść bezpośrednio na próbę lub zadzwoń do Dolores 215-633-0560. Śpiewamy pieśni kompozytorów polskich i amerykańskich. Pracujemy nad muzyką klasyczną i okolicznościową, a także kilka razy w roku dajemy koncerty. Wspólne śpiewanie pozwoli Ci na oderwanie się od dnia codziennego i chwilę relaksu. Spróbuj!
A taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily, phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home. Hi, this is Debbie Mica, and you're tuned to Polonia Today here at WWDB 860 AM. And here in Philadelphia, Polish passport renewal will take place this coming Tuesday and Wednesday, December 10th and 11th at the Associated Polish Home, located at 9150 Academy Road from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You must register at www.e-consulat.gov.pl. No one will be seen without prior registration. And in Polish, jako konsul honorowy Rzeczpospolitej Polskiej, chciałabym poinformować słuchaczy o specjalnym dyżurze konsularnym, podczas którego będą przyjmowane wnioski o wydanie paszportu polskiego w polskim domu 9150 Academy Road we wtorek i w środę 10 i 11 grudnia o 9 rano do 5 po południu. W celu zapewnienia sprawnej obsługi konsulat wprowadza obowiązkowe zapisy tylko przez internet www.ekonsulat.gov.pl. And as Tyler signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to Mała Armia Janosika and this lively kolenda Jezusa Narodzonego. Thank you for listening to Polonia Today. Polonia Today returns next Sunday, December 15th at 1:30. Do usłyszenia!